from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Keeping an eye on high-def Doppler, the light showers have already arrived in the North Bay. I'll show you what this means for your part of the Bay Area rain-wise coming right up.
I'm Max Darrow in San Francisco. Coming up, we'll take you inside one of the new vaccine clinics at SFUSD schools.
And the subject of picking up, well, things are picking up. A big effort to clean up the bay.
And it's not usually where we see illegal sideshows, the wild stunts that woke up Bay Area neighbors in the wee hours of the morning. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Juliette Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hackney. We'll begin this evening with breaking news in the East Bay. Within the past 60 minutes, a little earthquake shook up parts of the East Bay, striking in a remote area, or as remote as things get out there, between San Ramon and Dublin in Castro Valley. It happened at 9 minutes after 5 o'clock. It was a little magnitude 3.2. And, of course, with a magnitude that size, there were no reports of any injuries or damage in an area not unaccustomed to having little quakes. Jules?
And our other big story now, the weather. In fact, taking a live look outside now, gloomy skies moving in as the Bay Area gets ready for the return of some much-needed rain. Take a look at the conditions earlier today. Our producer shot this video of gloomy skies and a light drizzle falling over the San Francisco area this morning.
Driving and shooting at the same time. Darren in the Weather Center closely monitoring. During KPIX5's high-def Doppler, what's the latest?
A lot of people have that experience today, but that was like the mist in the marine layer. That wasn't the actual rain event, and this is not going to be a major rain event, but let me show you where that is. High-def Doppler shows you the better rain moving through Mendocino County and just now approaching the Sonoma County line. That's the better organized line of rain that is going to try to march its way across the entire Bay Area. Close-up view on this shows you where it is now. Let's put it in the future cast, and we'll play it through the next few hours. That gets us into the 8 o'clock hour. We're seeing rain through the mountains and the coast of Sonoma County at this point. As we get a little later into the evening, likely we will see some of this rain get right down along 101. Santa Rosa, Healdsburg, Petaluma. You guys get some light rain as we get into the evening tonight, right around here. But then it starts to fall apart. And as we get towards midnight, 1 a.m., it gets down to the heart of the bay. There's not a lot left there. We might see some light showers in the early pre-dawn morning hours. I wouldn't count on this holding together by the time it gets down to San Jose. I'll show you rainfall totals coming up in a bit. The bigger story is what happens after the rain. Two things. There's an offshore wind event and a fire weather watch to talk about. And then a noticeable warm-up for next week. I'll see you with those two coming up in just a few minutes, guys. Back over to you.
All righty, thanks, Darren. A reminder, you can get up-to-the-minute forecast for your neighborhood by downloading the KPIX 5 app.
Now to the coronavirus and a protest at the San Francisco City Hall slamming the new vaccine mandates for city workers. Dozens turned out, including some who say they are doctors and nurses, and they held signs that read, "Stop the medical tyranny." Organizers of today's event say the mandates are unconstitutional. They say they aren't against the vaccine, but believe people should have the freedom to decide whether getting vaccinated is right for them.
And taking a live look at San Francisco, the city is launching a new initiative to keep COVID rates low in schools. According to city data, about 90% of San Francisco residents between the ages of 12 and 17 have gotten at least one shot of the dose, but as KPIX 5's Max Darrow reports, the school district wants to make that number even higher. Hey, Max.
The city is hopeful the addition of these four new clinics will help improve access to the vaccine, but also encourage families to get their students vaccinated as well. 14-year-old Gianna Ramsey got her first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine on Saturday morning at Macoppin Elementary School in San Francisco.
I thought I'd be getting it at, like, I don't know, a clinic, like a big one, but it's whatever, as long as I get a vaccine.
Her dad, Paul, told us it was time to get it taken care of.
I don't want her to not be vaccinated any longer.
And the process was easier than he thought it would be.
I was very surprised because I was planning on getting here like 30 minutes early.
The San Francisco Unified School District partnered with the San Francisco Department of Public Health to create regular weekly vaccine clinics at four schools. One in the Richmond, one in the Sunset, one in the Excelsior, and one in the Bayview. Gino Cifolelli is with the Department of Public Health.
Because these vaccinations are here at school, the children and also the parents have a high comfort level.
Their primary focus right now is on district staff and families with SFUSD kids, but they'll vaccinate anyone who comes comes by that is eligible.
As the Department of Public Health, every vaccine is a win for us.
SFDPH data shows about 90% of kids 12 to 17 years old are fully vaccinated, and pediatric COVID-19 cases remain low. But children younger than 12 years old can't get vaccinated yet.
But one of the main reasons why we're out here is to build up to the expansion of pediatric vaccinations.
He says they want the clinics up and running so when kids 5 to 11 can get vaccinated, they'll have plenty of places to choose from. Here's why this teenager wanted to get vaccinated.
I wouldn't be able to do sports at my high school, which is like a breaking factor, and to just be safer altogether.
If you're interested in getting a vaccine at one of the four school sites in San Francisco, you don't need an appointment. You can walk right up and they'll register you on the spot. The clinics will run for the next several weeks. In San Francisco, Max Sedaro, KPIX 5.
Looking live at the Chase Center, where the Golden State Warriors have teamed up with the Clorox Company to support Oakland schools in their fight to keep people safe from COVID. The basketball franchise and cleaning company are donating 120 handheld sprayers, along with 20 cases of cleaning disinfectant per sprayer. Now, the supplies will be distributed to each of the Oakland Unified School District's 80 schools. Clorox also announced it was donating $25,000 to what the Warriors call Generation Thrive, a hub that supports nonprofits and schools in Oakland. Dubs forward and Bay Area native Juan Toscano-Anderson visited West Oakland Middle School to deliver the donations.
Well, a notorious problem got a lot of attention across the Bay Area today with the annual coastal cleanup, said to be the largest annual volunteer effort in California. KPIX5's Wilson Walker live in Alameda, where he talked with some of those who spent their day picking up other people's trash. Hey, Wilson.
Brian, I have a confession. As someone who was not born and raised in California, lived here for a little while, one thing I've never gotten over is the amount of garbage you see around the state. Just about anywhere you go, you look down and there's trash there. I know a lot of people are upset by this, and I think for a lot of people who showed up today, getting out there and picking up some of the trash was a little bit like therapy.
Anywhere you go, you pull across on the side of the road and there's trash. And what's breaking my heart today is that there's just so much trash here right at the water's edge at this ecotone that then goes into this beautiful estuary we have.
If you've ever been infuriated by the amount of trash you see around California, this was the day to do something about it. The 37th annual Coastal Cleanup Day, and thousands of volunteers descended on our region's shorelines, waterways, and estuaries trying to tackle a notorious problem that has only gotten worse with the pandemic.
I found like wrappers.
They picked along just about every waterfront in the Bay Area, gathering up anything and everything that's been tossed aside.
The whole glass bottle.
Some of it was large, some of it kind of medium sized, but most of it was small, and yes, a lot of it.
Yeah, like mostly plastic.
When you think about how people used to behave whenever, before we became a really disposable society, they took their own water bottle out with them. They put food in a bag and brought it out with them. And now everything's been made so easy, but there's no cost assigned to the waste.
For a lot of those who came out fighting the tidal wave of waste that we all see is a personal calling, even if the size of the challenge can feel overwhelming.
I go for months and just walk by trash and don't do anything about it. Then I kind of get something and I start picking up trash, and then I'll go for years up, you know, so it kind of goes through waves where I care and try to do something, and then I kind of give up and then I go back to it.
Around 10 pounds?
10 pounds.
So the volunteers took what they could in the course of the day, and while they all said the work was rewarding, it is hard not to think the mess is entirely preventable.
A small change, a little tiny change with everyone, of just putting the trash in the right place for those who have a trash can nearby or have access to that, that would go a long way. Just that simple, simple act.
All right. These events were held all over the state, all over the Bay Area, more places than we could ever show you. And as one of the volunteers told me, Brian, you could kind of poke around for a little while and quickly realize that we could hold this event maybe once a month for a while and still have plenty of trash and plastic left to pick up.
All righty, in Alameda, that is Wilson Walker. Wilson, thank you. And as if that's not bad enough, wait till you hear this.
We
Wild scene in downtown San Francisco early this morning. Police were called in to break up a sideshow in the Rincon Hill neighborhood near the Bay Bridge. A viewer shooting this video of cars spinning donuts around 2 a.m. at the intersection of Harrison and Fremont Streets. Dozens of vehicles and spectators blocked traffic as cars peeled out and spun around. No word if any arrests were made or anyone was cited.
A heads up for San Francisco drivers. The SFMTA will begin enforcing commuter tow-away zones starting on Monday. The agency's towing programs were temporarily suspended in March 2020 at the start of the pandemic when fewer cars were on the road.
Onto the fire watch now. A battle to save California's ancient sequoia trees. Fast-moving flames have now reached the edge of the giant forest in Sequoia National Park. Two lightning-sparked wildfires burning in the park have now merged into one fire called the KNP Complex. Now, after growing over 6,000 acres on Friday alone, the flames have now torched over 17,000 acres with 0% containment. The wildfire is now burning in the westernmost part of the giant forest, which is home to four large trees known as the Four Guardsmen. Now, the giant forest is home to 2,000 giant sequoias, including one of the world's largest one known as General Sherman. And so far, crews have kept the flames away from General Sherman, thank goodness. And they are taking some unusual steps to protect it by wrapping this ancient tree and other sequoias in protective foil that can withstand the high heat. And this foil is typically used to guard buildings against flames.
And here in the Bay Area, a new school has opened, Walnut Creek, a school of rock, that is.
The music education company had an open house today for its new Walnut Creek location. And today, people took free trial lessons and enjoyed live music, prizes, and a guitar raffle. The Walnut Creek School of Rock will offer a wide variety of lessons from guitar, bass, and drums to vocals and piano.
School of Rock is what we call it performance-based music education. And so what we do is we give individual lessons, but we take the kids in the individual lessons and put them in bands.
And this will be the company's third East Bay location. And that is it for us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you back here at 11 o'clock.
Until then, the news continues on KPIX.com. For now, good night.